Around the year 1990, I heard a lecture of a man in Norway, Hans Christian Rasmussen, who mentioned the books of Gabrielle. And later he translated some of the books, which I got hold of. And when the internet came, 10 years later, I began searching to find more of the books, and still later we got the videos of Hans Wilhelm. I heard of a new book which Hans Wilhelm mentioned called Live the Moment. The book was just cheap in an EPUB format, and the EPUB reader, which I downloaded, had a text reader. And it is from the text reader that these sound files are made.
God is the life, the eternal ocean, the being. He is the life of every soul. Once the soul has immersed again into the ocean, God, it has become a mighty droplet in the eternal being, in the all-encompassing ocean. God, us. It bears in itself all the laws of God. And through this droplet all the laws of God radiate and act. Nothing is concealed from the droplet in God. It bears the all wisdom and the all love within, which it radiates and passes on without ceasing. And as it gives, so it receives from the all power. God. This is why the droplet is mighty. The mature soul of our sister is a droplet in the ocean. God. Her soul knows the laws of God and, therefore, all matters pertaining to life. Because everything is law, the droplet in the ocean, God, is the unfolded divine consciousness. It is the mature, light-filled soul in God. The all-power. God, touched the droplet in God. The soul of our sister, and she began to write what flowed from the droplet in God. From her soul. Truth about the processes that take place in the law of the eternal and in the law of sowing and reaping flowed from her. God, the eternal, sent the spirit being, the soul of our sister, to earth in the earthly garment, so that she may express in human words what human eyes do not see and what human ears do not hear, but which is nevertheless effective and active. And so, our sister drew from her unfolded consciousness and put into words what takes place in many people, what happens to them and around them, so that if he wants to, the reader can recognize and change his life and way of thinking. The words in this book are the truth, because they flowed from the truth, from the unfolded spiritual consciousness of our sister. From this, may many people recognize that they must change themselves. To escape danger and fate. The dangers that lurk around many people are seldom sensed before the causes become effective. This book, Live the Moment and You Will See and Know Yourself, is therefore given so that people may recognize in time the negativity that is amassing in and around them and waiting to erupt. The person who strives to live the moment lawfully will recognize many dangers in time, and with Christ's help will counteract the causes. So that they will then either dissolve in time, and he will no longer have to bear the effects, or he will have to expiate only a part of the causes that he produced. Himself. Christ, the Redeemer of all souls and men, helps and supports every soul and every person. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock. And it will be opened to you. The divine world, the heavenly brothers and sisters, greet their brothers and sisters in earthly garment through me. Brother Emmanuel, as I am called on earth, I am a servant of God, the cherub of divine wisdom, responsible for the mission of the Lord. I am a being of heaven and not an earthly garment. I protect our sister. God's prophetess and spiritual ambassador, who has drawn what is written in this book from her spiritual consciousness and has clothed it in the language of this world. Peace. Brother Emmanuel. The moment is a building block of the day. Each moment allows many sensations and thoughts to come up in us. When we examine them closely, they look like pictures. Memories of events and experiences or pictures from the world of our imagination. What radiates toward a person in each moment is what he should recognize and clear up on this day. Each person has a different state of consciousness. The moment approaches him accordingly with the feelings and thoughts that he can recognize and understand according to his consciousness. So, what the moment brings him is not a foreign picture because it is his own previously created product. So, what the moments the day's building blocks bring to each person are the reproductions of his own productions. We can also call the pictures that are radiated to us by the day's building blocks radiation images. Each moment has as many radiation images as there are people. Therefore, it can be said that each moment is individual and corresponds to every single person. Because each moment wants to communicate to soul and person what the person himself has fed into the mighty causal computer that is into the course of the stars, since a person will be directed by the stars until he has overcome the law of cause and effect. Every detail of the human ego is stored in this causal computer, all sins, faults and offenses. The causal computer consists of the material stars and of the stars of the planes of purification. The law of sowing and reaping is stored in them and they form the wheel of reincarnation. The causal computer is in the all computer because the divine penetrates everything. The all computer comprises the whole information network of the universe. It is the law of God. The omnipresent power. I will go into more detail later about both the causal computer and the all computer, as well as the pure, fine material constellations, through which flows the eternal law, the absolute law. So, the moments, the seconds, the minutes, the hours, indeed the whole day speak to every single person in his own language. Each one of us can understand the language of the moment, the day's building block, the seconds, minutes and hours, because they are the reproductions of our own productions. The day's building blocks speak differently to each person, all according to his own products. The causal computer brings once more to the surface all the human aspects that the person has fed into it during previous incarnations and during this life and that have not yet been cleared up by him. These are all our violations of the eternal law. Our negative sensations, thoughts, words and deeds. Our passions, compulsions or excessive human desires. It can also be the ties that bind us to our neighbor. For example, in depriving him of his freedom by forcing our opinion on him. The causal computer brings out as an effect everything that soul and person have not purified. Therefore, it speaks to each one of us in our own language. Each one of us can hear in his own language what he has stored up and can see in images what he has emitted, for they are his own products. We can be aware of them only when we live in the moment. Yes, when we live the moment. However, many people do not grasp the day's moments. For this reason, they do not recognize the language of their own product. They let themselves be controlled by forces that are not their own life force. In this way, they become driven people who let themselves be used by different energies and forces, by souls and energy fields. We should ask ourselves the following questions. Why am I a human being? Do I have a task as a human being? Furthermore, we should ask ourselves, what task do I have? Is there a higher power that assigned it to me? If we believe in a higher power, we should also acknowledge its laws. Many people know the physical laws of the all asterisk. For example, the law of gravity. If we acknowledge this law, the law of the attraction of mass, we should also be able to acknowledge the law of cause and effect as a spiritual law referred to above as the process of our productions and reproductions. What a person sows is what he will reap. Asterisk the all is what we call the universe or the cosmos. Here it means the limitless universe which reaches all the way to God. To the heart of the being. That is. It encompasses the material as well as the non-material planes of existence including the heavens. Words like all computer. All harmony. All power. Etc. Refer to the all. Our life is the seed. We sow either a lawful or an unlawful behavior. If we sow and build on the cosmic law of love and all harmony. On God. We will harvest inner happiness. Peace. Health. Strength and a corresponding quality of life. But if we sow and build on the flesh. On sin. On the unlawful. We will harvest accordingly. Just as you call into the canyon. It will echo. So. If we sow peace in our sensations, thoughts, words and actions. If we are upright, honest and good. We will harvest peace and cosmic power. If we sow discord and condemn our neighbor. If we sow hatred, envy and strife or violate the life in and on the earth. We will harvest accordingly. Our harvest always corresponds to our seed. We should think about ourselves very seriously and examine the subliminal as well our so-called subcommunications. These are, for example, what we do not express, or when our words are different from what we think. Because our speech can be sweet while our thoughts are sour. The sour thoughts are then our subcommunications. It is even possible that our thoughts are good. But in our world of sensations, matters may look different. We have an uneasy feeling. For example, we should pay attention to these deeper emotions that run behind our thoughts. They are the deeper subcommunications. Only when we learn to see through ourselves will we find out who we really are. This requires honesty and a deep belief in a higher power that stands by us and helps us to become free from the negativity that we still have. Jesus said, "Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers, you have done unto me." Christ is every person's brother. The one who is against another person, his neighbor, is thereby against Christ. He is also against himself. As he must harvest himself what he sows. Whatever a person does to his neighbor in his sensations, thoughts, words and deeds, he is actually doing to himself. This is then his language and the language of his harvest as well. A person's soul is on earth to purify what he has caused in previous incarnations and in this incarnation and has not cleared up yet. The days are the lessons for every single person. The one who works on these lessons conscientiously and also fulfills the tasks making use of the day with its moments. Seconds, minutes and hours masters the school on earth. His earthly life. He knows the language of his day and also knows how to interpret it. And so, he rediscovers himself and makes use of the moment. Gradually he comes to know the language of his communications and subcommunications. He senses in good time whether what he says corresponds with his thoughts and also whether what he thinks corresponds with his world of sensations. In this way, he grasps himself and is not seized by outside forces that control him. Everything that has no more subcommunications. That is completely true. Our positive, selfless being. We enter into the all computer and it comes back to us accordingly. We are then peaceful, harmonious, honest, sincere, just and kind toward our fellow men. These forces are God's forces. They help us and serve us in every situation. We are healthy. And our life proceeds happily and peacefully. However, what we input into the causal computer also comes back to us. This applies to all unlawful deeds. To our derogatory, envious and greedy thoughts. To our insincere. That is, false. Words, which may sound sweet. but are actually filled with sourness, disparagement, belittlement, condemnation and envy. We suffer from these are negative products. 4. Pain. Illness or blows of fate are the reproductions of our productions. The negative aspects that we have fed into the causal computer. The fine. Selfless sensations. All selfless and positive thoughts. Words and deeds. The being for and with our neighbor. Our straightforwardness. Honesty and righteousness are the language that the all computer will send back to us. On the other hand, our hateful sensations, thoughts and words, the disparagement of our fellow man, all our egocentric, mean deeds, and a lot more are likewise our language which the causal computer gives back to us, and under which we will then suffer. This is why we say, live the moment and be aware of what the moment wants to say to you. The person who recognizes the language of the moment and behaves accordingly, that is, who obeys or clears up what the moment, the day, shows him, gets to know himself. Many people do not live the moment and the day, and therefore do not know themselves. They live either in the past or in the future and do not understand the language of the present. A large potential of our spiritual and physical energy is where our thoughts are. So, a part of our consciousness is there. This means that we do not live in the present with our consciousness, though we may be present physically. And so, we are split between here and there. We could also call this a kind of split in our consciousness. We do not take an active part in the lessons of the day. Because we are busy with our past or with our fellow man. We notice, for instance, that our neighbor owns something we cannot afford. Or at work. We are preoccupied with our colleagues and think they have been or still are a nuisance to us. And so, we think or talk about matters that do not concern us. Or about bygone matters that cannot be pulled back into the present. Or we concern ourselves with the future, although we cannot know for sure whether everything will happen as we imagine it. My person is here. But my sensations and thoughts are there. This means that I neither live in the moment nor in myself. But outside myself. When I'm outside myself, I'm not in myself. When I'm outside myself, I open my house. My physical body. And another one can occupy it. Like, for instance, unlawful forces that, by their motives and attitudes, correspond to my human ego, to my world of sensations and thoughts. Then they influence me and may even occupy my house. They direct us quite cleverly, by way of our subcommunications. Because our subcommunications are like them. We hardly notice that we are no longer acting alone. Because we do not know ourselves. We are controlled through our own ego. Controlled from without. Because we are not in ourselves. We have opened our house. Our body. Because our consciousness, which is our life, was partly outside of us. Many dangers are lurking. Influencing those who are not in themselves. But outside themselves. The spiritual laws are all-encompassing. For instance, we know from physics that everything is energy and that no energy is lost. This applies to spiritual matters as well. Our sensations, thoughts, words, deeds, passions, hatred, envy and strife are energies. As well, a spiritual law says, like attracts like. It means that like forces attract. In turn, like forces, they combine with each other and thereby reinforce each other. As a result, everything has its field of communication. Our life runs its course day by day. The day also contains the energy for our life. Each day is like a powerful stream of energy that brings to each person what is important for him today. At the moment. The second. The minute and the hour. This stream of energy emanates from the primordial power. The all power. From God. It is the absolute law of love and justice that flows through all of infinity. It flows through all pure beings. The spiritual kingdoms of nature and all fine material stars and planets. The primordial power flows directly through the pure being. This applies to the planes of preparation as well. That vibrate before the gate of heaven. The souls that are largely purified. That is, beings filled with light for the most part. Live there. They all prepare themselves for the eternal home and learn how to apply the absolute law in all details. Among them are also souls that have often lived before as human beings on earth and have finished the process of purging and purifying themselves. All other spheres. For instance, the planes of purification and the full material spheres are irradiated by the primordial power only indirectly. All the planets in these spheres contain part of a spiritual planet. That is, a pure spiritual substance. This is the point of inflow. The switching station for the primordial energy of the all computer. For better comprehension, let me explain in greater detail. These parts of the spiritual planets, the switching stations for the all streaming energy, are splinters from mighty fine material planets of the heavens. Because of the fall event, they were blasted off from these pure ethereal celestial bodies. They serve as switching stations in the more or less condensed planets, the dwelling places of the fall beings. And so, these parts of the spiritual planets are the receiving and relay points for the primordial power. Via these switching stations, the Spirit of God, the Eternal Law, vivifies the core structure that formed around the pure spiritual aspects. These receiving and relay points of the primordial power have enveloped themselves over what is for us an unimaginably long period of time. These envelopments are energies of different rates of vibration. Thus, there are finer envelopments in the purification planes and denser envelopments the part material encasements, and there is the coarse substance of full matter. I repeat. These encasements, also called envelopments, are the result of the fall. Since no energy is lost, every bit of energy must be somewhere. Each part of a spiritual planet, the splinter from the pure being, attracted that frequency which came into its cosmic zone during the course of the fall event. This became its magnetic field. With this magnetic field and according to its magnetism, it then attracted further frequencies that were emitted by the fall beings and later by human beings. And that still are being emitted by the latter today. The splintered parts of the spiritual planets enveloped themselves with these frequencies. The law of sowing and reaping. The causal computer. Crystallized out of this mighty fall event. Just as the spiritual splinters. The planet parts. Enveloped themselves with corresponding low vibrating energies from the negative sensations and deeds of the fall beings. The same took place with the fall beings themselves. In this way, the fall planets became enormous causal computers in which everything is recorded from the beginning of the fall up until the present day. It took countless light cycles until the human body was formed. That is, countless cycles of movement of the stars and planets. As a result of the increasing burden of the fall beings, the size of their spiritual body gradually decreased. The envelopment, the condensation, consisted and still consists of the substance of their sensations and deeds. During the further course of condensation to the emergence of the human body, thoughts came into being. Since the fall beings no longer harmonized with one another, but opposed each other more and more, and since their different desires, longings and emerging passions increasingly separated them from each other in their inner being, the inner communication among them decreased more and more. They developed an external means of communication by using sound. In this way, at the lowest point of the fall event, the incarnation garment, human being, very gradually took on form. At the beginning of the fall event, the so-called fall worlds came into being first, taking on a different substance or condensation, depending on the way the fall beings had acted against the eternal law, God. Fall worlds formed, some out of finer substances, some out of coarser ones. Before the Redeemer deed of Christ, they were called fall planes, and afterward they became levels of evolution. Since the It is finished, spoken on Golgotha by Jesus, the Christ of God, they separated into planes of preparation and planes of purification. And so, the fall worlds consist of finer envelopments as well, all the way to the coarsest envelopment of all matter. The planes of purification and full matter are those spheres for all souls and persons who still move within the wheel of reincarnation. Being under the radiation of the causal computer, all development planes up to the pure being of heaven are levels of consciousness. After the death of the physical body, the soul will, according to its spiritual development, be on that plane that is, that level of consciousness which corresponds to its spiritual state of consciousness. Souls from all levels of consciousness live on full matter. The Earth. The Earth can be compared to a powerful radar screen that picks up all rays. That is, all souls from all levels of consciousness. Because of the very high degree of condensation of the mass Earth, of matter, the suns, stars and planets can no longer shine through each other, as happens in the pure being of heaven, as well as in the planes of preparation and in those planes of purification, which consist of a finer substance that corresponds to the discarnate souls living there, within the material solar system, to which the Earth also belongs. The sun irradiates only those parts of the planets that are facing it. When, by rotating, a part of the Earth turns away from the sun, it becomes dark there. We say, it is night, because of the alternating days and nights. That benefits both souls and people. The Earth has become the greatest place of probation but also of grace. Within the realms of the fall,